Both sides making their case. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Abortion rights activists and opponents rallying outside the Supreme Court on Mother's Day. A draft opinion leaked last week indicates the justices are poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
Here we are on Mother's Day, a week where the court has slapped women in the face in terms of disrespect for their judgment about the size and timing of their families.
The House approved legislation in February codifying abortion access, but the measure was blocked in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to try again this week.
Schumer, in all likelihood, will bring back the same bill that we voted on earlier. That bill failed. You know, it's interesting. He calls it a bill to codify Roe versus Wade, but that's not, in fact, what the bill does. It is a radical abortion bill, which sadly reflects where today's Democrats are.
Senate Republican Ted Cruz on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. No relief in sight at the gas pumps. Prices climbing 15 cents in the last 2 weeks to a national average of $4.38 per gallon. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg expects things to get worse.
Especially now that Europe may take the step of embargoing Russian oil, period. Crude oil will lead the way once again. We will probably see higher gasoline and diesel fuel at retail.
Lundberg says the cost of gas is $1.38 higher than at this time last year. Dangerous winds picking up again in northeast New Mexico, where more than 1,500 firefighters are trying to beat back a wildfire that charred at least 275 square miles. Some families who fled were allowed to return to their homes after a few days of calm, but winds are threatening to spread burning embers that could ignite new fires. The wildfire started as two separate blazes that merged together last month. So far, the fire has burned over 275 square miles. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine bracing for more assaults from Russia ahead of Victory Day celebrations tomorrow.
Ukrainian officials believe Russia's military will escalate their attacks if a victory can't be claimed in Mariupol by Monday. Over the past few days, the Russians ran through a rehearsal for their Victory Day celebrations in the capital with fighter jets overhead and troops in the street. Russian President Putin is looking to project an image of strength here. And several times today here in the capital of Kyiv, we have heard air raid sirens warning civilians here to get underground and get to safety. This city does remain in Russian sights.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Earlier today, First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also making a surprise visit to Ukraine. Authorities in the Bahamas confirmed three U.S. tourists have died at a resort after falling ill.
Police were notified Friday morning shortly after 9 by staff at the Sandals Emerald Bay in Exuma that a man was found unresponsive on the bedroom floor of his villa, and a second man and a woman were found unresponsive at another villa. Officers said they showed no signs of convulsion, but no signs of trauma. Also, they were pronounced dead at the scene, and a third woman was airlifted to a nearby hospital. The Bahamas acting prime minister says although the cause of death is unknown, foul play is not suspected.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The Johnny Depp defamation trial is on a one-week break.
Amber Heard testified for 2 days straight about a constant cycle of both sexual and physical assault. In one, she described being assaulted with a bottle.
I'm looking at it in his eyes. I don't see him anymore. I don't see him anymore.
Johnny Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over an op-ed in 2018 in which he claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse. Although the article does not name Depp, his team says his career was throttled.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.